I got the notice from the local draft board to we'd get on a train here at Cordell and then ride into Oklahoma City. And do you know the armistice was signed in that period of time? And after that armistice, that's November 11, 1918, that armistice was signed in the Cancellara entrainment.
Oh.
That's that far I missed it.
Thank goodness. It's a wonder they didn't say, go right on ahead. We've got these papers.
They would now.
We can't waste them.
They would now, you see.
Yeah.
But then, you see, everything, there was no such thing then as drafting, except
uh-huh.
in wartime.
Mm-hmm.
You see, there was no peacetime drafting then. All the Army then were made up of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
And this draft law was unknown,
mm-hmm.
except in war times.
Uh-huh.
During the war, they'd draft you. But when that armistice was signed, that did away with that draft.
Mm-hmm. Well, I got drafted. I was 18 years old, and I got drafted before they could draft 18-year-olds.
Yeah, they caught you early.
It didn't bother them a bit.
No.
It was unlawful.
Yeah.
But they were the draft board, and they had a quota, and they...
I had to fill it.
Yeah, I had to fill it. I was trying to get in the Air Corps. I'd worked with them from September to November.
That's World War II.
Yeah, mm-hmm. examination after examination. And finally, mm-hmm. I got my last one. It was on a Thursday. The man said, come back tomorrow, that's Friday, at 3 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and you boys will be sworn in. So I went home just happy as could be, and like a fool, I looked at my mail.
Yeah.
And there was my doggone draft notice. And we had to swear that we'd received no draft notice.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, all I had to do was swear I hadn't received it or hadn't seen it,
yeah.
and I could have gone in, but I'd seen it.
Yeah.
So I told him, I said, that I'd gotten the notice, what could I do? And I called the draft board and said, is this right here? I've been trying to get into the Air Corps all this time.
Yeah.
I'm to be sworn in tomorrow.
Yeah.
The woman said, well, I'm sorry, but we have a quota.
That's it.
And that's all there was to it.
Yeah.
What a screwy thing. Here they'd spent, I imagine they'd spent $200 on me.
Where a bit of it. Yeah.
Examining me. They gave me a letter.
Yeah.
At the Air Force and said, give this to your first commanding officer. So everybody I saw who looked as though he'd been in the Army over 6 months
yeah.
at my first post, I'd take this letter out and show it to him. He'd say, no, later.
Yeah. Yeah.
Next guy I saw, I'd poke it to him. Privates, corporals, sergeants. You don't think I ever saw a commissioned officer.
Yeah.
But eventually my time came and they got around to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's see, if you get a lot of things in your pocket and it goes out like this, you say it does what?
Well, you'd have a bulge.
Uh-huh.
Too much.
Uh-huh.
It'd be conspicuous.
Yeah, isn't that uncomfortable?
It'd look like a six-shooter or something in there, you know.
Yeah. Oh, it tickled me in the Army. They didn't have these when I was in there, but later they came out with these patch pockets.
Mm-hmm.
You could just put everything in it. It was like a woman's purse. And you get them out there and they stick out about that far.
Mm-hmm.
Bulge, my goodness. It used to be that we'd get shirts and they'd fit. Then we'd have them washed.
They drove up.
Yeah, I sure did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did you call that anything else?
Yeah, that is.
It drew up or it...
Well, when they're sanforized, they will not draw up.
Uh-huh.
If they're sanforized before they sell them to you.
Yeah.
But if they're not sanforized, when you wash them, they'll draw up about two numbers.
Yeah.
I don't call anything else on just shrinking.
Uh-huh.
That's all I ever heard it called.
Uh-huh.
They just shrink up.
Uh-huh.
But you know, now the modern work clothes won't do that. And it says right on there, these clothes are pre-sanforized.
Yeah, that's certainly good, too.
It's good. Keep them, you can buy your number then and wear them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like overall pants now. I never used to like them, though. They always...
Oh, I used to buy my number, you know, before I wear them out, they're skin tight.
Yeah, just keep going.
Just keep growing up. They get uncomfortable.
You get them good and dirty, of course, and you get them stretched. And
often, you know, the theory was when we first began to...